For today's top stories, I'm Tona Takadila. Mobile telecommunications company MTC has launched a week-long campaign honoring the late founding father, Dr. Sam Nioma. As a tribute, MTC is offering free daily bundles to all its customers. MTC spokesperson Johnny Kongo has more.
Every day for 24 hours, MTC will bequeath to the customers in active status a certain amount of free money, free data, free social media data, free minutes, or free data for usage. But what you need to do as a customer is that you need to opt in by there's a dial-in code or there's an SMS code that you need to send. Today, you will receive a 1,205 megabytes, which signifies the birthday of the founding father, 12th May. So the 12th is for the day and the 5th is for the month, the year that he was born.
The SA Weather Services Aviation website is back online after a cyber attack in January affected the entity's information and communication technology infrastructure. This allows the aviation industry to once again access critical services including international weather and wind charts, domestic and international flight documentation, and radar images. Spokesperson Opa Sigalwe.
Although the Weather Service main website and hub of weather and climate data is also back online, weather forecasts are not yet accessible on the site. Users will only be able to access severe weather warnings on that platform.
Democratic Republic of Congo President Felix Tshisekedi says he's going to launch a unity government as violence spreads across the country's east and pressure mounts over his handling of the crisis. On Saturday, in some of his first statements since M23 rebels captured major cities in the east of Congo, President Tshisekedi told a meeting of the Sacred Union of the Nation ruling coalition not to be distracted by internal quarrels. And Friedrich Merz's Conservative Party won Germany's election and will begin forming a coalition excluding the far-right AfD party. Chancellor Olaf Scholz's Social Democrats placed third while German politics remains uncertain, according to political correspondent Thomas Sparrow.
Since the Second World War, and it will be the very first time that the Social Democrats will be the third party in parliament and not the first or the second. The big question now is what coalition will be formed, because in Germany, unlike in other countries, the party that finishes first does not necessarily end up governing. The party needs to then find partners to govern with.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.